Joe Rogan has finally come around and officially endorsed Donald Trump. And that's not really the big story here. The big story is this is symptomatic of many of the liberals in Hollywood, because Joe Rogan is pretty much a liberal, but he just didn't come down with the woke mind virus. He's one of those old school liberals, kind of like Bill Maher, who sadly did come down with Trump derangement syndrome. And just 2 years ago, Joe said that Donald Trump wasn't welcome on his podcast. And it was very clear what was happening to the country and what they were trying to do to Donald Trump. He was already running for re-election by then. And to go from that to a week and a half ago, having him on the show, having a very respectful conversation, and then tonight, Monday night, he had Elon Musk on the show again, posted a clip of them talking, which I'll show you in a second, and then added, for the record, yes, that's an endorsement of Donald Trump. Julian Michaels is another one of these Hollywood kind of old school liberal celebrities who also endorsed Donald Trump. She's the big fitness guru. And she herself actually is a member of the LGBTQ community. She's a lesbian, used to be a big Hollywood liberal, but was immune from the woke mind virus and endorsed MAGA.
Well, I'll say it again, man. I think this is the last election. If Trump doesn't win, this is the last election.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
It's the last one that we'll actually be able to influence, because there's going to be so many 30 plus million illegal aliens that are going to be granted amnesty that are going to be sucking off the Democrat teat for the rest of their lives and the rest of their children's lives, grandchildren's lives, that it would be generations before the Republican Party were to have any hope of getting into power again.
People, and a lot of people are waking up and realize that have been lifelong Democrats. Guys like Bill Ackman, guys like Chamath.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, Tulsi Gabbard switched over to the Republicans. Yep. Like, there's a lot of people who their whole life they've been left wing and they realize, like, I can't do this anymore.
You and I used to be Democrats.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Here's Donald Trump at a rally hearing the news.
Oh, wow. I have some more big news, Megan. I'm just getting this right now.
On stage with Megyn Kelly, by the way.
And it just came over the wires that Joe Rogan just endorsed me. Is that good? Thank you, Joe. That's so nice. And he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that, so. And he tends to be a little bit more liberal than some of the people in this room. No, I had a lot of fun, and he was amazing. And it was a three-hour interview. In fact, I was 2 hours late for a rally that we had. I had explained that a little bit.
Megyn Kelly joined him on stage, and I think this is in Pennsylvania, which is another good sign. Not that Joe's endorsement or Megyn's endorsement is, you know, going to move the needle all that much, but it's a reflection of how many who were center-left or kind of liberal, old-school Hollywood liberal types are just tired of the communist takeover of that party and of our society.
Megyn Kelly is here, and she's doing... Come up. Come up here, Megyn. She ripped a guy apart.
Here's just a small sample of what she had to say when she was at a Tucker Carlson event.
Screw you, Taylor Swift. But she says the reason she's voting for Kamala Harris is because of Tim Walz's LGBTQ stance. Do you know what Tim Walz has done on the LGBTQ front?
I won't take up much of your time, but I do want to tell you the main reasons I am voting for Donald Trump. Number one, immigration. He mentioned it. And people like Lake and Rowley. I'll be thinking about her tomorrow all day. 22 years old. Killed in Georgia, a young nursing student by an illegal. I'll be thinking about Jocelyn Nangare, 12 years old, in Texas, murdered by two Venezuelan illegals. President Trump closed the border. Kamala Harris opened it by choice. It wasn't accidental. She said it would be humane. That's what she and her boss believed. Tell it to Lake and Riley's family. There was nothing humane about it. He closed it. They opened it. It was an intentional choice, and there's no reason not to believe they won't do it again. The boys should not be in the girls' sports. The boys should not be in the girls' bathrooms. The boys should not be in the girls' locker rooms. And by the way, they are going into the women's prisons. She changed the law in California to make sure the taxpayers would pay for their sex change operations. She was not just following the law, she changed the law. President Trump will stop it. He got mocked by the left for saying he would be a protector of women. He will be a protector of women, and it's why I'm voting for him. He will close the border. He will keep the boys out of girls' sports and where they don't belong. And you know what else? One more thing. He will look out for our boys, too. Our forgotten boys and our forgotten men. Guys like you. Guys like these guys who've got the calluses on their hands, who work for a living with the beards and the tats, who maybe have a beer after work and don't want to be judged by people like Oprah and Beyonce, who will never have to face the consequences of her disastrous economic policies. These guys will.
So as you can imagine, that's not going over very well with the Operation Mockingbird assets. Here's Dana Bash. Dana has a rash.
We're going to have to take a break. I'm being told that Megyn Kelly just announced that she is going to be speaking at his Donald Trump's last rally. Megyn Kelly of Blood Coming Out of Her Wherever fame. That's interesting. An interesting turn of events coming.
That was her pounding on the desk, by the way, in anger.
Hi, everybody. Hey, it's great to see you. Can you believe this guy? Can you believe the energy and the stamina on this guy? At his age, I'm ready to go to sleep over there. He's got another rally to go to till tonight.
And Kamala Harris spent all day Monday in the key swing state of Pennsylvania. And if you don't get out and vote, then you personally are going to be liable for subjecting us to 4 years of this. They're chanting Kamala. Wait for it.
Let's vote. Let's get out the 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 vote. Let's win.
At this point, if everybody who says that they support Donald Trump actually gets out and votes, or at least mails in their ballot by tomorrow, or drops it off at a polling place or in one of the drop boxes, then we will win. We can overcome the margin of fraud. I have a special video about getting out the vote that I'll post tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. We can do it. We must do it.